live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to WKAR's current sports for the 1,000th time. Can you believe that? That's right. The 1,000th episode of Current Sports happens today on this August 14th, 2017. Really hard to believe that I've gotten behind this mic for that many episodes. 1,000 hours of Current Sports. We now embark on number 1K. And throughout this hour, we will have some interesting, segments for you all. And a few funny moments throughout the show's history. We'll also play a few of the more memorable interviews throughout the 4+ years we have been doing this show. It's going to be a great hour, and we encourage you all to be a part of the 1K fun. If you want to share any thoughts on the show, on the programming, what you enjoy about the show, some of your favorite moments, maybe some of your own favorite interviews or segments, we encourage you all to do that. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We will also have two guests throughout this hour on the show. Terry Kilday, USGA rules official and director of Hawk Hollow Golf Properties. Terry will help me recap this past weekend's PGA Championship. That's right, the final major of the golf calendar is now in the books. We'll discuss what happened with Terry and elaborate on a few other points when it comes to how this season's tour has gone thus far. Also, we will have Alex Sharg on the show, former Current Sports engineer. Alex, of course, is a big part of Current Sports. He was there from the very beginning when we first began this show back in April of 2013. Alex will join us to talk about some of his favorite memories and how the show, and just really diving into how the show has evolved over time is a really cool discussion as well. And on the back end, of course, we will have weekend winners for you. We'll have a few takeaways from Michigan State football practice, a few takeaways from the Detroit Lions preseason game versus the Indianapolis Colts. A loaded hour. And even though this dude is supposed to be sipping a drink from an umbrella and on vacay, he will join us throughout this hour, our very own Isaac Constance, Current Sports engineer. You know, he said, Al, I don't want to be absent for this show. Even though I'm supposed to be on vacay, I'm not going to be absent. I'm still going to join you via phone throughout the entire hour. So the voice of Isaac Constance will also be a part of the show, and he has put in a ton of work in celebrating the 1,000th episode. Much of this has been done at his production genius. All right, so you don't want to miss any of it. It's going to be a very fun hour. We encourage you all to be a part of it. Yet again, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/Current Sports, where we are currently live streaming the show, and tweet us at Al Martin, WKAR, at WKAR underscore sports. But you know what's next. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners.
All right, and that was a pretty cool compilation of actually a timeline of our very first Quick Hit Headliners music, all the way up into, of course, this latest instrumental courtesy of Nas and James Brown. Great job with that one, Isaac. All right, we'll dive right into it now. What exactly happened over the weekend in the world of sports? Well, we start with U of M's college football team. Michigan's first opponent will be without its most explosive player. Florida announced on Sunday that seven players, actually, including star junior receiver Antonio Callaway, have been suspended for the team's season opener against the Wolverines. The other players, junior end Kivianis Davis, sophomore offensive lineman Richard Desir Jones, redshirt freshman defensive lineman Jordan Smith, freshman offensive lineman Kadeem Telford, freshman linebacker Ventrell Miller, and freshman linebacker James Houston all will no longer be available in game one against the Wolverines. The players were suspended, forget this, misusing school-issued funds, according to a person familiar with the situation. Now, the person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because today, because Florida did not release details of the suspensions. Of the players suspended, Callaway's absence will be felt the most, because in 2016, he led the team with 54 receptions for 721 yards and 3 TDs. Callaway is also a key contributor on special teams, having returned a total of 56 punts for 653 yards and 2 TDs in his career. He also took a kickoff back for a touchdown last year. Callaway would have presented a tough matchup for U of M's reshaped secondary, which lost every starter from last year. The Wolverines and Gators are set to meet September 2nd at AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys, in the 2017 Advocare Classic. Michigan State women's basketball player Shay Colley and the Canadians women's national team won the FIBA Americas Women's Championships in Buenos Aires, Argentina, with a 67-65 dub over host Argentina last night. This was Canada's second straight FIBA Women's America, formerly FIBA America's Championship for Women title, after defeating Cuba 82-66 in Edmonton back in 2015. Canada also won gold at the 1995 American Olympic Qualifying Tournament for Women. Colley, a native of Brampton, Ontario, played in all 6 games for Canada. In the championship game, the redshirt sophomore played 23 minutes as Canada overcame a first-half deficit. Colley scored 4 points and added 4 boards. Team Canada won Group B with a 4-0 record. Overall, the Canadians swept through the competition with a perfect 6-0 mark. Jake Rudock, he threw 2 touchdown passes to Kenny Galladay, the Rook, leading the Detroit Lions to a 24-10 win on Sunday over the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Rudock went 13 for 21 for 142 yards, playing most of the first 2.5 quarters, while starter Matthew Stafford was 2 of 3 for 36 yards on his only series, which ended with an interception. But again, going back to my rant last week on why in the world do NFL teams play, count them, 4 preseason games, it is beyond me. Heck, 1 is beyond me. But Kerry Hyder, who led the Lions with 8 sacks a season ago, he was carted off the field midway through the first quarter after his leg gave out while rushing Indianapolis Colts quarterback Scott Tolzien. Now, the Lions are calling it a significant Achilles injury, and he may have to miss the entire 2017 season. The Detroit Tigers were only able to take 1 game of a 3-game homestand over the Minnesota Twins this weekend. I won't bore you with the details of that series, but Michael Fulmer will now make his start of the month, first start of the month, at 8.05 p.m. tonight, as the Tigers head to Texas to open a 3-game series at Globe Life Park. Fulmer, who last pitched on July 31st and has since been on the DL with an elbow injury, he is 0-3 with a 7.56 ERA in his past 3 starts. Sad news here. Brian Murray, who was both coach and general manager of the Detroit Red Wings when they began their impressive playoff run, he has passed away at the age of 74. Now, after being diagnosed with colon cancer, the news was announced on Saturday by the Ottawa Senators, where Murray served as general manager from 07 to 2016. Murray joined the Wings during the 1990-91 season
after being let go by the Washington Capitals. Now, in 91, Murray got the Wings into the playoffs, beginning what would be a record-setting 25 consecutive seasons for making the playoffs. Murray also had the distinction of being Nicholas Lidstrom's first NHL coach. And speaking of the Detroit Red Wings, the Wings say they are, quote, well, I should say they, in quote, vehemently disagree with the use of their logo by far-right extremists at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that turned violent on Saturday and led to at least three deaths. At least one group was seen carrying place cards with a logo that closely resembled that of the Detroit Red Wings, drawing a response from the NHL team. There is a Michigan-based white nationalist group called the Detroit Red Wings that uses a logo nearly identical to that of the Red Wings. It was not evident whether that group was in attendance in Charlottesville. Certainly a very tough weekend here in America. All right, Kyle Larson steamed to his third victory of the season in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday, making a bold move in an overtime restart for his third straight Michigan International Speedway win. That's right, a hat trick for Kyle Larson. Larson led only the last two laps of the 202-lap event in the Chip Ganassi race, number 42 Chevrolet, driving past Martin Truex Jr. in a major jumble near the front of the pack on the final green flag stint. His third win on the two-mile track was the fourth of his career in NASCAR's top division. How cool is that? Kyle Larson, his third straight win at MIS. And last but certainly not least, with just 1 week remaining before the Northern Trust kicks off the 11th playing of the FedEx Cup playoffs, players are jockeying for position to play their way into the top 125 in the standings. Justin Thomas continued his strong play in the 2016-17 campaign by winning the PGA Championship yesterday at Quail Hollow Golf Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. The win, his fourth of the season, moved him to number two in the FedEx Cup behind Hideki Matsuyama, who holds a narrow lead after finishing tied for fifth yesterday. Thomas's PGA Championship triumph is his first major championship win and fourth win of the season, moving him past Matsuyama, Dustin Johnson, and Jordan Spieth, who have each won three times in 2016-17. The last time the PGA Tour had four players with three or more wins in a season was actually back in 03, led by, you guessed it, Tiger Woods, who recorded five wins with 600 FedEx Cup points from the victory. Thomas moved from number four to number two in the standings. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We encourage you all to call in and weigh in on current sports reaching its 1,000th episode, 1K. That's what we're celebrating today, folks. Please call in or share a comment via Facebook.com/currentsports or tweet us at Al Martin WKAR or at WKAR underscore sports. Here we go.
To WKR sports programs ever since Earl and Tim were together, and the knowledge that I have gained about sports as a fan, not as a coach, but as a fan, has been incredible, and I have incredible enjoyment that is much more that than I would have had I not been in tune with this program over the years.
The reason why I listen to WKAR Sports Talk 870 is because they have the voices that you don't hear on commercial radio stations, the youth of the people that's participating on this talk show. So you have a different perspective from somebody that's younger, and the people that play sports are in their age group. So you hear opinion from what they age frame can express.
Hey, I've always liked your guys' show, even when Earl was there for 20, 30 years. You're fair. You listen to people. You listen to their complaints. You listen to the great things about sports. Sports is a lot like life. There's a lot of ups and downs. The team that wins makes a million mistakes. It's the one that fights through adversity that wins.
With current sports, I like the idea that they do a lot of domestic stuff because high school sports, junior high school sports is very important. And there's mothers and fathers out there, friends, who are very interested in what's going on in the high school world. But I look forward to listening every day. I work hard every day, and I look forward from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. It's sort of like a break, even though I'm working as I listen. Yeah, it's a great fulfillment in giving my opinion and at the same time hearing the opinion of others. And I got to say that Al Martin picks a lot of very good support team members who are very knowledgeable, and it's very obvious that all of them do their homework. And so he must be a good boss in the sense that he makes sure that everybody does their homework because they all have a lot to contribute.
Also, they keep us informed on what's going on in the sports world, too. And then the hosts are very cordial and very friendly, because they don't have to be like commercial stations have to pull in viewers by being loud with their voices and talk down to the people that's calling the radio station.
So I just love your show, and I hope you keep up the great work, and you're always open-minded to listening to people. That's the key right there.
So it's been very beneficial for me, very wholesome and very gratifying, and I want to thank Kern Sports and WKR in general for their sports programming.
So that's why I listen to Superstation 870 WKER.
Yes, a big shout out to some of our regular callers that have been on this current sports train, and even prior to the current sports train, dating back to the Earl Robinson days. Big shout out to Mike from Saginaw, Ray from Indiana, and Apache, some of our regular callers who have helped us push the dialogue each and every weekday right here on WKAR's Current Sports. Hard to believe that for the 1,000th time, I have gotten behind this mic and tried to put on an entertaining hour of sports talk and reaching 1K. I won't give my sentiments just yet, but reaching 1K is certainly mind-boggling when I really sit down and think about it. And also a big shout-out to some of the past and present names that have been a part of the show for quite some time, which include, of course, Aaron Young, Matt Lutke, Alex Sharg, and, of course, our current sports engineer, Isaac Constance, who actually joins us via phone. He's actually supposed to be maxing, taxing, and relaxing right now, but he told me, he said, Al, I do not, okay, I repeat, I do not want to miss the 1,000th episode. I got to be a part of it. I'll call in. I want to say some words. And I must say, Isaac is the man who spearheaded the production for today's 1K milestone. So I want to invite him to the show right now before I keep this thing moving. Isaac Constance, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great down in New Orleans. And actually, we've got some special software right now, thanks to Drew Henderson, the chief engineer of the station, who managed to make this all possible. But having a great time. But, you know, Al, I've been here not for the full 1,000, but probably 700 of the episodes. I couldn't miss this for the world. Every day, you know, during school, during summers, Current Sport from 1 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, every single afternoon, I would just be there looking forward to it. And I always said to my parents, to whoever asked, I always said, the great thing about it is after you listen, after you're on the show, no matter what, when you walk out, you're happier than you were before 1 p.m. That's just what I think is so great about Current Sports. It's really an uplifting show. And of course, Al, I mean, you talked about me spearheading the effort for 1,000. You spearheaded the effort to get to 1,000. So of course, you know, we'll get all gushy and sentimental later on, but I know there's a lot of sports talk to be had first of all, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that right now, actually. I want to start by first off tipping my cap to yet another winner, a new winner when it comes to the major period of golf, and Justin Thomas, who had a remarkable weekend. And, you know, you look at how this year has gone. There are a few takeaways that you know, from at least the PGA Championship, but not even just that. A few takeaways from the entire golf year thus far. You know, I was really looking forward to seeing how Jordan Spieth was going to perform, because now, you know, with Jordan Spieth not winning the PGA Championship over the weekend, we will now have to wait 12 months for his next attempt to capture the career Grand Slam. He had a 71 on Saturday that put him at 3 over par, a 3 over par 216, 10 shots in back of the lead going into Sunday's final round. So we kind of knew that the writing was on the wall when we saw how Jordan finished up that third round for the PGA Championship. However, Jordan Spieth is a man who I still believe is becoming the biggest name in the game of golf. He really is. It's quite remarkable when you evaluate that Jordan Spieth is now just one major away from completing a career Grand Slam, and how young he is in doing so. But there has now been a first-time major champion in 8 of the past 9 majors. You know, Spieth was the only repeat winner in that span by winning the Open Championship back in July. And the debate that you hear all the time is whether or not this is good or bad for the game of golf. Because I'm a firm believer in saying this, you know, when it comes to sports like a golf, especially individual sports like golf, like tennis, you know, those are sports that if you're going to garner high ratings, you got to have a face, a dominant face of golf that brings a lot of viewers in and a lot of new viewers in. And that's one thing that we've documented this time and time again. Tiger Woods being a black golfer on tour, multiracial golfer, I should say, yeah, but you know, him being an African-American golfer on tour and dominating the way that he did at the peak of his career back in like the early 2000s, that is when golf, you look at the ratings, the ratings were absolutely through the roof. Now, Jordan Spieth, along with a lot of the other young pups in the game of golf, which now do include Justin Thomas, don't get me wrong, they're great. But it's hard to compare what their impact has been, first off, in their very young careers, and compare that to what Tiger Woods did back in the day. Different dynamics. But for me, you know, there are a few layers that you can unfold and try to dissect as to where the game of golf is headed. I do think that having these young pups play the way they are consistently playing on tour is good. However, a first-time major champion in 8 of the past 9 majors, parity is great. However, it's always good to have that one name that is completely dominant, because you become entranced in watching a sport like golf, just trying to figure out whether or not this individual can keep up the success that he's having, or you end up rooting against that individual. So it's very interesting, though. 8 of the 9 past majors have been won by a first-time champion. Really interesting stuff there. Also, Rory McIlroy, you know, he's near the end of a really lost season. You know, he's yet to win anywhere in the world in 2017, failed to contend in any of the major championships. This is the third straight year that Rory McIlroy, a guy who, when Tiger was having his problems, and with the exception of what was that, like 2012 or 2013, when actually Tiger Woods won Golfer of the Year, he had no major championship wins. However, you know, he had enough wins on tour that gave him the title Golfer of the Year. We really thought that Rory McIlroy was going to be that new face. I mean, he had got the video game copyright as well from Tiger Woods. But Rory McIlroy's plummet down the golf mountaintop has been startling to me. And I know he's going through an injury right now. You know, it's like a rib cage injury that isn't allowing him to play to his full potential. But again, this has been 3 straight years now. Third straight year that Rory McIlroy has not won a major. He doesn't know if he will play in the FedEx Cup playoffs either,
or just shut it down for the year. So the big question for me is what has gone wrong from Rory McIlroy and whether or not we will see him get back on the saddle. And also, I must say this as well, and I do believe that this is one of the reasons that the game of golf has not, as far as ratings go, has not really picked up in ratings as far as the youth of today. I mean, you look at the final two groups in the PGA Championship. The final two groups played the front nine 2 hours and 50 minutes. Yet, no one wants to admit that there is a pace of play problem in professional golf. There is a pace of play problem. And I know a lot of folks that were tuned in yesterday that just couldn't make it through the entire telecast because it ran entirely too long. I will say the PGA Championship moving up to May starting in 2019 is a good idea. You don't have to cram the final two majors of the season in a two-month time span. It gives the golfers more room to breathe. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the PGA is not competing with the NFL when it comes to these meaningless preseason games. And speaking of preseason games, the Detroit Lions topping the Indianapolis Colts 24-10. The outcome is really an afterthought. It's the preseason. The Lions have to play three more of these. But a few takeaways from the Detroit Lions win over the Indianapolis Colts: Kenny Galladay, he looked really good. Kenny Galladay, the rookie, has really been one of the bright spots in training camp. And you could instantly see why against the Indianapolis Colts yesterday. He fought for the ball on a comeback route, finished the drive with an impressive 23-yard touchdown strike. He had another touchdown catch, showing really nice ball skills and chemistry with backup quarterback Jake Rudock. He had three catches for 53 yards, two touchdowns in the first half. I really think that Kenny Galladay is a guy who can come right in the door. Now, granted, again, that was just a preseason game, but I think that Kenny Galladay is a guy who can come right in the door his rookie campaign and make a solid impact with this team. Now, on the flip side of this, going back to my whole preseason rant, as you heard in our quick hit headliners, Kerry Hyder, a big name. He led the Lions with 8 sacks a season ago. He was carted off the field midway through the first quarter after his left leg gave out. It looks as though it's a really bad Achilles injury. The Lions called it a, quote, significant Achilles injury, and he may have to miss the entire upcoming season. This is why I don't understand, Isaac, why the NFL has to have 4 preseason games. You don't see this in college football. Does college football play preseason games, dude? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's moronic. It really makes no sense. And we've had this discussion numerous times. It seems like the idea has floated around to everybody except Roger Goodell and the NFL. What I was actually going to say is, as of a few minutes ago, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network actually did report that Hyder will have to miss the entire season for the Lions. Mm-hmm. He was their sack leader last year. And again, you can blame some of this on the coaches, but Lord knows that the NFL would not even want to have these preseason games in the first place if nobody showed up, if no big names played. It doesn't make any sense from whether you're a coach's standpoint, a fan standpoint, a player's standpoint. There are millions of dollars that are being lost because of the games, because of these injuries and the possible risk factors, as opposed to a few million that are coming in the way of revenue. Mm-hmm. Nobody's watching it on TV. Nobody cares. It just really is one of the worst deals in professional sports.
It is. You get bad optics left and right. These games are competitive, but you get the entire 100% risk of injury. All right, Isaac, I want to play something before our first break here. We've had so many interviews throughout our time here on the airwaves. Again, we are celebrating the 1,000th episode in current sports history. And, do we have that, Karina? We'll play that coming out of the first break. So that we've had so many interviews. We put together kind of a compilation of some of the best moments and best interviews. It's a few snippets. It's impossible to pick every single best interview throughout our show's history. But we'll get to a few of those after our first break. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we also plan on having on our airwaves Alex Sharg, former current sports engineer who has certainly had a big hand
in getting us to this point. That and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. To WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Yes, we are celebrating the 1,000th episode of WKAR's Current Sports. Again, really hard to believe that it has been 1,000 episodes. Oh, my goodness. We are joined via phone by Current Sports engineer Isaac Constance, who is away today. Isaac, you put in a lot of work, my man. We really appreciate you helping us culminate this moment, dude.
Well, we couldn't do it without the support of so many other people in the process as well. Apache, Michael, Ray, all calling in, sharing their thoughts about Current Sports. As you heard about 15 minutes ago to start the hour, we played their tributes. And like I said, Current Sports has definitely just been such a force within the community, or so we like to hope. But we do try to focus on high school sports and things that make an impact to the local mid-Michigan community. So that's definitely where we've tried to target it. And our listeners, every single one, is a really big part of that.
Yeah, very, very true. Karina, we have Karina Garcia, Current Sports intern and engineer for the day, and also reporter. She has like three roles, I tell you that. We have the best of interviews that we can play in right now.
It's actually, it's almost downloaded into our file, so
we'll get to that very soon. All right, because there have been so many. You know, I just to put you on the spot right now, dude. I mean, what would you say has been, and there's so many to come to mind, but your favorite interview moment, favorite chat that we've had here on the air, what would you say?
That's tough for me, just because we've had so many different ones. We've had ones with local connections for me, of course, being from New Orleans. We had Mo Peterson on, who had the 504 area code, Tim Hightower. But more important for, I think, just the general perception of sports in the area and beyond, we've had some incredible talks with guys like Larry Spider-Man McBride, a daredevil. I mean, a modern day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Modern day. What's his name? Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Modern day Evel Knievel and whatnot, you know, or something close to that. We've had Magic Johnson on Current Sports before. Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson, you know, the Lansing legend, one of the best players ever, if not the best player ever across sports to come out of the area, and somebody who doesn't really care about his own accolades and accomplishments, but more about giving back. And then maybe the most fun for me, Al, I think you might be going in the same direction, Michael Buffer. That was pretty cool.
Very true. I mean, Michael Buffer has been, you know, a household name when it comes to the world of boxing for quite some time, and we got a chance to have him on the show. That certainly is one of my favorite interviews because he came on. You know, I didn't know this, that which it makes sense. You know, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble catchphrase, you know, when you have a phrase that is that popular, it has actually been copyrighted by the Buffer family. So, of course, to end the interview, I had to put Mike on the spot, and I asked him, hey, you know, Mike, could you give us a little Let's Get Ready to Rumble? And he's like, Al, I can't do that. I can't do that because of copyright issues. You would have to pay me if I said that on the air. So basically, you know, Buff, you know, he said, hey, you're in Sparty land, right? You're in Sparty country at Michigan State University there in East Lansing. I said, yeah, of course. And he actually gave us a nice little personalized, I guess you can say, rallying cry that we've used countless times here on the airwaves, in which he said, let's get ready to Sparty. So I thought that was pretty fun, I must say, when he came onto the show, my man.
So, again, we encourage you all to weigh in. If you want to, you have any thoughts on the show, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We have many comments via our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. And you know what? Right now, you know, Isaac, you did a great job of really, you know, producing this entire show. I want to roll in the bloopers right now. Can we do that? Why not? Karina's going to cue that up for us because there have been some many funny moments here on the show as well. Okay. And I tell you what, I didn't think that Isaac would get this up in time, but Isaac actually, and along with Jacob Herbert, our other current sports intern, they went back and found many of my mispronunciations here on the airwaves. And, you know, because they love to throw, well, we have soccer in our headliners. Okay, some of those names, Isaac, are just so hard to pronounce, all right? And I've butchered many of them, but you guys actually went back and found, and I'm going to get you guys back for this too, but you found some of my moments in which I just totally mispronounced names and just sounded like an idiot on the airwaves. Karina, can we roll in that? Here is a production from our very own Isaac Constance when it comes to some of our funniest moments here on Current Sports. But what does it say that Deontay Davis is projected pretty much everywhere to go before Denzel Valentine, who was like a 5-time National Player of the Year this past season? Okay, well, the dial tone answered that question, didn't he, Isaac?
Okay. We got him calling back right now.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I'm just talking because I said Eli Manning to me, it seemed like he won 2 Super Bowls. He won more than, I think his brother won 2, too. But yeah. It's like when the quarterback starts sliding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Finally, the Detroit Red Wings starting off the season 0-2 and really the least best start that you could have ever imagined.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. You see, I had to change up the tone for today's show. I don't know what is going on, but my voice is slowly leaving me. It's puzzling to me, though, because I'm not getting sick, knock on wood. My voice was completely fine yesterday. And it's not like I was at the Breslin last night cheering my head off like many of you Spartan fans did watching Tori Jankowska dazzle. I just sat there like a media member should do. So I don't know why my voice is leaving me right now. I got some hot coffee right next to me. I don't know if that's the best thing to drink when you have when your voice is leaving you. I know tea is the right thing to drink, but I just don't like tea. I'm not a tea guy. I'm coffee all day. So bear with me throughout this hour. And also, just the overall performance from this team, other than just Tori Jankowska, Michigan State was able to beat the number 11 team in the entire nation in Ohio State. And you know who is the ball player for Ohio State that everybody talks about? That being Kelsey Mitchell. 13 points from Mitchell. The Big Ten's leading scorer. 13 points. So before we hit this first break, Isaac, I also would be remiss if I did not talk about this team getting a win like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, because this is the loss aspect. In terms of the conference schedule, just heats up from here. So to have this on the front foot, to be able to have something to catapult off of going forward into this season, this was enormous for MSU women's basketball.
I totally agree with you. All right, before we hit this first break, well, let's hit the first break now because I sound like a villain from a Marvel movie right now, all right?
Master, yes, precious, false. They will cheat you, hurt you, lie.
This is Al Martin. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, your voice is killing me.
I'm telling you.
I was going to be like, please don't let it be Al interviewing me.
Right, exactly.
That's why Isaac is holding it down for me. But before we let you go, I want to say congratulations. I'm so mad right now that I couldn't conduct this interview, but I want to tell you congratulations, my man, and keep it up.
Thanks for bearing with us throughout the hour.
We've got my man, Ray, dear friend of Current Sports. Ray, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great.
I just got done my job. I got to call you real quick. I'm really sorry to hear about that situation there. And also, greatest Super Bowl I've ever seen is on right now. The Steelers and Kurt Warner and the Cardinals is on till 3 o'clock if anybody wants to watch on the NFL Network.
Really? They're showing that right now? What a winky ding. You're such a big Kurt Warner fan, Ray. I'm pretty sure you're glued to your television.
The third quarter, it was quite a game. The wrong team won, but, you know, that's the way it always goes. But the right team won Saturday, didn't they?
2,000 years later.
When his wife introduced him, here we go, Warner.
I love it.
15 minutes of that, my friend.
15.
Be ready.
But you got to let him talk, though, right? Don't do that during the speech, right?
I'm going to do it before he starts to speak.
Gotcha. Good. Okay. So probably about.
I want him to cry, so he has to take in the motions of everything the Holy Spirit led him to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you chant, "Here we go, Warner. Here we go, clap, clap." He probably won't cry during that part. You got to let the emotions.
Well, I'm gonna do it while they show him the bus. We're gonna get started that way, and after he gets done, we get the crowd rocking, then he can give his speech.
All right, Ray, you'll be our freelance reporter live from the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. How's that sound?
I'll change the Pro Football Hall of Fame by the time I get down there.
UEFA President Michelle Platini. Oh, these names. Alexander Serafin. I probably butchered that.
Waldemir Klitschko. Champs Alizé.
That Joannis Starbaro,
Dallas Kulchul,
Gabriel Batista, Paraguay, and Ecuador, and AJ Varekios.
Oh, yes. A lot of bloopers when it comes to the names. Thank you for that, Isaac. Isaac, I'm curious, how long did that take you, dude?
To find the names?
Yes, to find those names. My gosh.
You had quite a few. Earlier today, too. Say Buenos Aires again.
I think that's how you say it. See, when I do make these mistakes, they're international names, all right? It's not like normal names like John and Smith. In my defense, all right? Buenos Aires.
If you messed up John and Smith, we might not have made it to 1,000.
No, we're not getting to 1,000, man. Not at all.
No, those were fun, though. And the call from Ray was particularly funny to me because Ray himself had made the same exact call. The first snippet you heard was from nearly 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know, right?
The second snippet, he's still talking about Kurt Warner. So I love that moment, too.
Ray has been vying for Kurt Warner to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame since we started the show, probably even before I even got here with Earl Robinson, okay? So it's always fun to listen to Ray when he calls in because we'll be talking about something totally different. It has nothing to do with football, let alone Kurt Warner, and he'll find a way to bring up Kurt Warner. All right? Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we do have former current sports engineer Alex Sharg on the phone, and also we're going to have Terry Kilday weigh in on his thoughts on the PGA Championship from the weekend. That and more. You are listening to the 1,000th episode of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. You know, again, we're celebrating number 1K. I want to invite right now a dude was holding it down before I even got here at WKAR's Current Sports. I mean, he was here during the Earl Robinson days. My man Alex Shark, former Current Sports engineer. I thought it'd be fitting to have him on to talk about how the show has evolved over the years. Alex, what's up, dude? Do we have Alex, Karina? Alex, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Alex Shark, former Current Sports engineer. He's not there. All right. Well, there's a blooper. We can add that to the blooper list. Let's try to get Alex back on. Is he on, Karina, right now?
Hello?
No? Hello? Alex?
Yes.
Okay, do we have you? We got you now, my man. What's up, dude?
How's it going, Alex?
Technical difficulties. What's up?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me back on. It's an honor to be here on the 1000th show. It just speaks to the testament of the sports community and your liveliness to Lansing, Alex. It's amazing to be back. Great to be with you.
Thank you so much, man. And, Alex, we go way back, dude. I mean, from episode one here on Current Sports. And I just want to ask you, Alex, because you were here actually before I was here. During the Earl Robinson days. I mean, Earl Robinson is a dude, Lansing legend in the sports talk world. I mean, him and Jim Adams back in the day, they were at one point the only sports talk show in the greater Lansing area. You got a chance to work with Earl and then were a part of pioneering the current sports format. How has the show changed over the years?
Yeah, it's definitely evolved. You know, back when I was working with Earl, it was towards the tail end of his career. I think it was with his 39th or 40th year. And at that point, I mean, Earl just had seen so many Michigan State sporting events and Lansing sports events that it was more from an advising standpoint and more from an experience standpoint. And I mean, any person that came on a show that was, you know, for me being new to the community or anyone else who would come on, I mean, he let everyone have a platform, which also is similar to what you have, Al. Mm-hmm. But with you, it's been nice. You know, you kind of expanded it more into this, you know, national, local kind of spinoff where you get really both sides of the coin, and you also take it more, you know, outside the community of sports, outside, you know, the X's and O's, as you say. So that, you know, I really appreciated, you know, Earl kind of setting the ground from the local standpoint, and I think you've done a really nice job bringing in more of that national perspective and that national audience, broadening the spectrum. So it was Earl that laid the foundations, and you kind of taken it, in my eyes, to, you know, this next level here. So that's been really nice to see.
Alex, I'm going to ask you kind of a loaded question here, man, but you see how this industry is in sports broadcasting, right? I mean, we highlighted the story in which ESPN let go 100 employees, 70 of those were on-air talent. You see a guy like Matt Shepard in Detroit. He gets let go because the format and what younger listeners are listening to, it's varying now. I mean, everybody just doesn't want hard, at least when it comes to today's millennials, they just don't want hardcore sports talk for 3 hours, right? They love to intermix pop culture with things. How do you evaluate how sports talk is changing and what kind of sports talk do you listen to?
Boy, yeah, that is a big question. To be honest with you, Al, you know, definitely being away from Lansing, I haven't been tuning into as much Lansing sports talk as I would have liked.
Right,
to.
But you're in the Detroit area, I know, and you've been listening to them for years.
Right, right. But no, I have listened to Matt Shepard for quite some time, and also I tuned into The Ticket, of course, and when Rico was on, was at 105.1 before they went out, I was definitely tuning in there. But you're right. I mean, it definitely is changing when you look at the probably 18 to, you know, 35-year-old audience base. A lot of those listeners are, you know, streaming a lot more podcasts and mm-hmm. listening to more internet radio, streaming on their computers. So definitely terrestrial radio is definitely not the same for that age range. It's maybe it was once, maybe 10 years ago. However, I think it also gives terrestrial radio you know, a chance to kind of expand, maybe doing some more multimedia infused things. I mean, I really am a fan of I read a lot of the WKAR current sports stories that are posted online. So I think that's a nice, you know, transition where you can even point some of those listeners to radio where if there is a special, you know, exclusive story, maybe you give a teaser online and focus it more to radio. So maybe using that, those other multimedia channels is like a nice kind of parlay or partner to feed it back into that, you know, that that one FM AM channel. So I think it's definitely a challenge, but I think it's also a nice opportunity where, you know, there is some room to find a new way with it. And with sports talk, I mean, you don't really have a platform where you can kind of engage so many people and interact with so many people in one place. I mean, if you have an online chat board or a chat room, it's really not the same. You don't really get to hear someone's voice per se. And I don't feel like that steam has really picked up yet from like a group standpoint. So I think the sports talk definitely still has its place. Revenue-wise, there are definitely some challenges there, but like I said, also some opportunities.
All right, real quick, my man, favorite memory from your time working here on Current Sports?
I would have to say traveling with you and covering Michigan State sporting events. I mean, from what I've learned working under you and being able to, you know, field callers and able to, you know, interact with the community and cover sporting events, too many to focus on one. But
yeah,
I'm glad to be here for your 1,000th show. It speaks to your testament. I definitely keep tuned here and there. And thanks again for having me. And I wish you and Isaac all the best.
Definitely, dude. And for me, numero uno has to be that Rose Bowl trip, dude. I mean, that took it from me. I still think about that Rose Bowl trip. Michigan State going to the Rose Bowl for the first time since 88. That was a fun trip, all right?
Yeah, absolutely with that one.
All right. Alex Shark, former Current Sports engineer. Alex, thank you so much, my man.
My pleasure, Al.
All right, let's go to line one right now. We've got Austin from Kalamazoo. Austin, what's up, dude?
How you going, man?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Not too much, man. First, just want to say congratulations on the 1,000th episode. Been a fan since day one. It's so fitting that you got a platform where you can talk trash, because that's what you've done since the first day I met you in college.
Hey, man, I majored in two things at Michigan State, journalism and talking trash, right, Austin?
Talking trash, exactly. So right quick, my three favorite moments. First one is the day after Fight Dog passed away. I called in and I sang a song. I started Q-Tip's verse to the song and you finished Fight Dog's verse. That was one of my favorites. Second favorite was when me, you, and Alex were in Indy for the
Big Ten Championship
basketball tournament, and we hung out that night. That was a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
And the last one, you'll never get this with any other sports radio show, but when you call in and you talk to Isaac for about 5 minutes to see how life is going before you actually connect to the call. So that's all great experiences.
Definitely. And Austin, we appreciate you listening and tuning in, dude, and you have been a supporter from day one. Definitely appreciate it. I'm looking forward to hearing your voice throughout the rest of the week and in future Current Sports weeks. How's that sound?
It sounds good. And to celebrate 1,000, I'm gonna take you out golfing soon.
There we go. We have to do that, okay? Yes, we have to do that.
All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, Austin from Kalamazoo, another one of our dear listeners. And, yeah, that's, you know, Isaac, that's one of the things I don't get a chance to chime in on. I mean, when you pick up the phone and listen to our various listeners out there before they actually get on the air and start commenting on their favorite sports moments.
Yeah, I love that. That's always my favorite part, because it's a good chance to talk about subjects that we might not be able to talk about on sports radio, too, just because we do only have an hour and we've got to tackle the local stuff. But of course, everybody's got their own eccentric sports taste and preferences and all of that. And, you know, Al, you and I both, we love hearing the wide range of things, even though I might not be the biggest hockey guy and you might not be the biggest soccer guy. I love finding out about that from local communities. I can still think to when Michael brought up on the air something about Paris Bass, I believe his name was, University of Detroit Mercy basketball prospect. And both you and I were bamboozled. We were like, Who is that?
Right,
Paris Bass? Wait, what did you say? But that's the thing. I mean, all of our callers and all of our listeners, including Austin, one of my favorites, just because he makes conversation easy, just contribute so much to this show, and we can't say enough about them.
All right. Well, we played a bit of a tribute snippet from him earlier in the hour, but we do have Ray from Indiana on line three. Ray, we're short on time. What's on your mind, my man? Is he there? Do we have him, Karina? No, Ray? Calling Ray. Okay, we don't have Ray from Indiana. We already heard enough of Ray, I guess, early in the hour. Right, Isaac?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hello?
Oh, hold on. We do have him. Oh, look at that. He just bled through. Ray, what's up, man? We only got about a minute left. What's up?
Well, I called this number that has a computer in Nebraska, and they said that they're casting the show for Kurt Warner. And then I talked to a guy Saturday on the computer, and he said that they had made Superman Kurt Warner and a bunch of other people, his wife and the two. Can you check into that and find out if that movie's starting to come together?
Ray, we will get right on that for you. How's that sound,
call
Ray?
I'll tomorrow and see what you can find
okay.
out.
Okay. Thank you, Ray.
Thank
you, can we all just take a deep breath, dear Isaac? What did I just say at the beginning of the hour? Ray always finds a way to somehow throw Kurt Warner into a current sports episode, right?
What a special way to end it.
Oh, boy. Huh? What a way to end it. We'll be back to your regular sports talk with tomorrow's show. We wanted to get Terry Kill that you on. We got behind the hour, though. We wanted to have him on at 1:15. We didn't get him on, Karina, until what? Like it was like 1:20, 1:25-ish. We were already behind the ball with him.
You know, we're going off script today.
Yeah,
this show.
Very. We tried to get him on at 1:15. We'll try this week to have him on because I definitely want to get his thoughts on what took place over the weekend when it comes to the PGA Championship. But again, we want to salute everybody out there who has rocked with us from episode one or in between, whatever episode you started tuning in at. We thank you so much. 1K, hats off to 1K, and hopefully 1,000 more. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. And as always, take care and be easy, people.